This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the message we're giving property investors today is that you shouldn't panic. It's good advice for anyone on the daily basis, but property investors in particular shouldn't panic. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Why shouldn't property investors panic?
Well, while we're looking at property, and it's hard to, you know, get a good fix on where the prices are going, but because in some areas they seem to be quite buoyant, in other areas they might have gone down 10%. What some research has shown by the Property Investment Professionals of Australia is that prices increased by as much as 100% in the 5 years after the most recent recessions.
All right. So what does that mean?
So, for example, in Adelaide, after 1980, they rebounded about 38% in 1988, 31.3%, 96 was about nearly 6%, and in 2014 it was 7%. So, you know, in that 5 years, the property prices can do quite a lot of movement. So property is a long-term investment. The cost, you know, involved in buying and selling properties is a lot, so you don't want to do it too frequently, which is probably a good thing for property investors.
So does this just mean that you buy a house, it's not going to sell for as great a difference as it once would have?
No, not necessarily. So if you buy a house today, say you'll be paying a lower amount, but it's likely to rebound within the next 5 years.
Okay. So how will that affect, I guess, the property market?
Well, I guess it just gives, you know, the opportunity to take heart, to sort of think, well, I've got this money invested, I'm just going to leave it and it will rebound. And the other thing is that, you know, if you're an investor and you're looking at rentals and interest rates and so on, it's not what the interest rates are per se or what the rentals are, it's really the difference between the two that counts. So because we've got very low interest rates and because rents are going down, it's still a more positive result for a lot of people.
You did mention the interest rate. I do know that it's been set at 0.1%. Money's not my thing, but I do pay attention every now and then. So what is an interest rate of...
Well, you know, the Reserve Bank is wanting people to take out more money, and some of the banks have passed it on and some haven't. But, you know, rates at the moment are pretty low. They're, you know, some of the lowest rates are under 3% right now. So, you know, it's a good time in that respect to actually invest in property.
I do know the federal government as well want to, I guess, relax rules around responsible lending when it comes to banks and home loans. Is that anything that property investors should be taking heed of?
Well, I think people should be careful. You know, when you're borrowing money and a lot of money for a home or an investment property or whatever, it's just a matter of can you really afford to pay it back, and have you done the sums that if something happens and, you know, you lose your job, you can still afford to take out that money. You know, the banks have the responsible lending laws for a reason. So if you're going to, you know, go outside those, I think it's your responsibility to be really careful of what you are borrowing.
So I guess the message when it comes to property investing at the moment is, while it may on the surface seem a little bit uneasy thanks to the global pandemic and recession, just be patient and all will be fine.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, just don't worry about everything that you read. You know, they go up this week and they're down this week and, you know, this area seems to be doing really well. I mean, if you're in an area that the whole area seems to be doing well except your property, then there's maybe something you should investigate. But, you know, overall, don't panic about anything. Just look at the underlying factors and know that property, just like shares, rebounds in the long term.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.